to turn me over. All his back, even his ribs, you could, into the rib cage. Never saw anything since before like it. Rotten and decayed. Such agony and groaning. He said, I just want you to see. I'm not putting on, I'm telling you how it was. I prayed, but my prayers didn't get above the ceiling. He said, I believe you now. I said, I really believe you, son, but it's too late. I don't know about a deadline, folk. But he had crossed it. He said, God won't hear me. 20 minutes later, he was gone. I watched a man that I'd spent time with, whom I loved dearly. I watched him slip into eternity. He looked at me and said, go on and tell everybody to prepare to meet thy God. Prepare. He said, I've got other things. He did too. He said, I've had it all. Automobiles, horses, farm, education, professional man. I said, what is it now? What is it now? He said, tell them everywhere you go. To tell them, prepare to meet thy God. Folk, with all your shouting and all your singing and all your tongues talking and all your hand clapping and all your falling out and all your falling in and all your running the aisles and all, prepare to meet thy God. That all goes with it. I talk in tongues more than anybody here, I believe. I really believe that. I believe in it. And I'm a very emotional preacher, and you know it. Very emotional. But there has to be a rightness in heart, in mind, in soul, in body, in spirit. What's my motive? What's your motive? What are you really in this for? Every few days, Brother Hall, this one's gone. Oh, no. This one's gone. They called me when Brother W.V. died. I went out behind the office and wept. When they called me about Jack Coe years ago, we had a little three-room office is all we had then. We got 196-feet building in Cleveland now for our offices. Two stores. One time had 36 rooms in it. We've combined them. But back then only had those three. I went out and wept like a baby. But I'd have wept more if you hadn't been right. I happen to believe the Bible, little girl. I happen to believe the Bible, little lady. Son, I believe the Bible. You leave here, it's sealed. You can't bring the case back. It's all over. And the minute the breath leaves your body, it's over. And if I happen to believe the Bible, I've got to believe there's an eternity. A heaven to gain and a hell to shun. You say, Brother Hall, won't you prophesy over us? Why don't you lay hands on us? All day today, God has moved deeply in my soul. If you fail to warn someone to cheer, and there's somebody here that needs to hear this, and all you're getting, you better get God. You don't have to get him in front of these people. You don't have to go to the Assembly of God or the Church of God. You can get on your knees in a little back room somewhere and get right with God. God will hear you. He'll hear your heart. But get right with God. Oh, you'll put it off, but one day there's a thing called death. What is this that I can't see with icy hands taking hold on me. I am death. None can repel. I have the keys of heaven and hell. Don't care who you are, from the least to the greatest, every man's got to face it. And this is not the end. What is life? May I have 5 more minutes, please? May I? What is life? Pray tell me, somebody that thinks you're intellectual, try. I've been reading the works of Duke University. It's my home state, just a few miles from Don, Brother Hamby over there. Dr. Ryan, R-Y-A-N. Some of you can probably already know. 27 years. He had a battery, a number of scientists that come from all over the world. Switzerland, Greece, Russia, Japan, China. And they'd spend 30 days every year comparing their notes, trying to find out what it is. What is this thing that's called life? What is this that's in me? That in a minute's time, this body of mine will fold up here. And the scientist, the psychologist, the psychiatrist, the doctors, men of renown, great men that's gone into the secrets of the universe, has never found the secrets of life in a man. What is this? I could be folded here, I mean, the next minute, who knows? And nobody will see it go. Well, Brother Hall, it's gone. It's a spirit in man. But what is it? What is it that's making me see? Pray tell me. Oh, it's those eyes of yours. Dead men have eyes. It's those ears. Dead men lying there. I preached a funeral. There they were with perfectly good eyes. The brain cells there. Everybody's got brains. I mean, everybody. Dead men's got brains. They're lying there in the casket with brains, lying right there. Every time you preach a funeral, they got the brains. Everybody's got brains, but everybody don't have sense. We got it all backwards. Look, somebody say he ain't got a brain in his head. No, he's got plenty of brain, but no sense. What is this thing called the 5 senses? What is this that I can disseminate the colors on those beautiful flags? What is this? See the red on the carpet here and the lights. What is this? What is this thing that motivates and moves and operates my brain cells that in a minute's time could be gone? Where? We're the spiritual people. We're the ones that should be looking into the spirit realm, son. We're the ones, not the Baptists. They're wonderful. Not the Methodists. They're wonderful. But they don't claim this Holy Spirit we claim. We're the ones in the spirit realm. And I love the Baptists and the Methodists, the Presbyterian, and all of them. But we're the ones that says, oh, we got into another realm. Well, when is this covering going to be removed? We should be the ones discovering what life is. And one day, that's the thing I'm talking to you. One day it won't be a doctor. It will not be a psychiatrist. It won't be a scientist. But some Holy Ghost man is going to get carried away in the spirit beyond this carnal speaking in tongues, which is wonderful. I don't mean that. I mean the flesh body speaking in tongues. It's going to go beyond that. It's going to go beyond what we can see with our eyes, a beautiful church and all that. He's going to look into the unknown. Somebody is going to discover. But before they discover, they've got to explore. We count the things of life as that's the greatest blessings. And they are, they're blessings, but everybody has them. There's people out there who don't even believe in God are blessed. They've got beautiful homes, thank God for it. They've got bank accounts, thank God. They've got all that. That's wonderful. But you and I are the ones that's in the spirit realm. I wish to God somebody would hear that. We're in the spirit realm. And yet we're so bound to this flesh. And when I say carnal, I'm just talking about the natural. I'm not talking about sin. We're just so bound to this natural man until we count God's blessings to that that's given to us naturally. But there's the unknown. Oh, Lord, what's right there for somebody to reach into? Where is that man or woman that's going to look beyond? I mean, look beyond what the carnal eyes or the natural eyes can see. A man out there in the bureau joint can see as much as I can see in the natural. A man out there in a honky-tonk. A man out there in the natural, anyone. A doctor, a lawyer, a physician, or whoever he is. A farmer. I mean, a trash collector. He can see as well as I can. He can hear as well as I can. And yet we're the ones that claim that we walked into a greater thing which called the God Spirit, the God power, the God sight, the God hearing, the God knowledge, the God intelligence. Well, when are we going to shed this outward man and walk into that divine? If you love Jesus, raise your hands and praise God. Hallelujah. You know as well as I know there's times in your life that something hits you. And all of a sudden for one split second, 2 or 3 seconds, 15 seconds, it seems, I've been there. What is this? And then it's gone. And I can't even explain it. But nearly everybody's been in that. Been there. And you see something, and you know that you've never been there, don't know a thing about it. And yet back in your mind, you're trying to find, what is this key? What is this that keep coming to me that I know about this? Can't we understand there's a door trying to open in our mind, in our souls, in our spirits? There's something trying to open up. If I am a child of God, and if I do believe the God, and the Bible, and if I believe God is what I claim He is, and I am a child of God, since I'm a child of Charles Hall, I have the blood of Charles Hall in my veins. If it had not been for a man by the name of Charles Hall, there would not be a H. Richard Hall. But since it was a man by the name of Charles Hall, I've got his blood in my veins. All right, if I am a child of God, then why don't I have that intelligence, the intellect of God, instead of the intellect of a man? Oh, Brother Hall, you're about to crack up. No, I'm about to crack open. Praise God, I want out of here. I want out of here! Set me free from this that's got me bound. I'm so bound by what I've been taught. I'm so bound by somebody's literature. I'm so bound by a bunch of preachers. I'm bound by what my mother taught me. I'm so bound by what my grandfather, who was a Baptist preacher, taught me. It was a blessing for a while, but after a while, it's a manacle around my leg. Why are people Baptist? Because their father and mother's a Baptist. Why are they Presbyterian? Because they were. Well, that's well and good. But they brought them on up. And why the Pentecostal? Well, I'm Church of God because Mommy was. I'm Pentecostal holding because Daddy was. Yeah, that's well and good when you're being brought up. But after a while, you want to break loose from that chain. And it's got you bound. What was one time a blessing to you now is holding you back from exploring, going into the unknown. If you love Jesus, raise your hands and praise God. And there's nothing wrong. I love that. I hope you don't misunderstand me, but we've got to go on. Yeah, little girl, praise God. Holler if you want to. If you love Jesus, raise your hands and praise God. At least I stirred up one young'un. Walk into the unknown. Oh, God. I wish somebody could know how desperate I am. Oh, Lord. Stand around and talk to a bunch of preachers. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll be just like that. Uh-huh. What do you believe? Uh-huh. Yeah. You believe like I do? Uh-huh. Yeah. I want to see something that man hadn't seen. I want to climb a mountain that no man's climbed. I want to reach a height that no man's reached. I want to reach a depth that no man's reached. I want to reach a depth of humility. I wish somebody'd hear that no man's reached. God, I wish you'd hear that. I want to reach a depth of sincerity. I mean a depth of sincerity. I mean a depth of sincerity that no man's ever reached. I want to reach a depth of humility that, oh God, that no man or no woman's ever lived or reached. I wish somebody could hear what I'm saying. I want to reach a place of realism that even the prophets didn't get to. I want to go a little deeper, give a little more. I mean, my friends, drain out more strength than they did. And if I do, great God, they gave all they had. I'd love to do it. If you love him, raise your hands and praise God. If I'm hungering and thirsting, watch this next sentence. And I am, and you're hungering and thirsting. If you're really hungering and thirsting, there has to be something to hunger for. You can't hunger if there's not something to hunger for. You can't thirst if there's not something to thirst for. So if I'm really hungering and thirsting, there's that something that I'm thirsting for that I haven't got to you. I'm not hungering and thirsting for the book knowledge, son. I am not hungering and thirsting to sit and hear some little old professor with a bunch of two or three little hairs sticking out of his ears, four or five on top of his head, and one or two sticking out of his nose, a couple of boogers on it. That ain't what I want. Thank God I want to reach that no man's reached. If you love Jesus, raise your hands and praise God. Where no man has ever reached, God help me. You can sit there and look if you want to, but oh God, oh Jesus. Turn a radio on and listen. Turn a television on. VCR. Oh, Lord. And when they get through, that's not it. Hear somebody like I'm preaching now. Say, that's still not it. Oh, Jesus. I laid up there today for over an hour. Whipped. I mean, my soul weeping. Not just my eyes and not my body, but my soul crying within me. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I want to reach that no man's ever reached in the name of Jesus. But I'll get hold of yourself. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let go and let God have his way. If you love him, raise your hands and praise God. Oh, God, somewhere, maybe in Russia, somewhere in a land of persecution, somewhere perhaps in India, somewhere we've got over 1,000 preachers. We have. I've signed their license in Russia. Africa. Oh, I've signed the license of over 1,000 of our preachers in Africa. Maybe one of those little Africanos will come to the convention this year and say, Brother Hall, I've got something to tell you. God has visited me and shown me the unknown. Oh, Lord. God's got somebody somewhere that'll cut loose from the known and walk into the unknown. If you love Jesus, raise your hands and praise God. I'm not satisfied. Don Warren, I'm not satisfied. No way. 10,000 people, I'm not satisfied. No way! Every person sitting here tonight, every last one of you, everybody here, everyone here, you're sitting here under the anointing of somebody that's been before. If you're a prophet, you're sitting under the anointing of a prophet that's been before. There's only one gift of prophecy. How many gifts of the Spirit? Talk to me. Nine? You've well been taught that here. You've been taught anything, you've been taught that, and you've been taught a lot of things. Oh, I really, really, old Brother W.V. Senior, my God, taught people all over the nation. He taught that for sure. Nine gifts of the Spirit left his mark in every state in the Union. Raise your hand and say, there's nine. All right, how many gifts? Then how many gifts of prophecy? One. The same gift that was on Daniel. Mean, tickle you, parson. King, you're weighed in the balances and found wanting. That same gift is on some of you people. If you've got a gift of prophecy, it's on you. How many gift of tongues? The same gift that was on anybody else before that had tongues is on you. That just that one gift. Everybody say that one gift. That one gift of prophecy. That one gift of tongues. How many gifts of interpretation? How many? If you've ever interpreted, it's the same gift that somebody's used before you. If it worked for them, it'll work for you. Wear it proudly. Praise God. Don't be backward with it. There's gifts, G-I-F-T-S, of healing. Have you ever wondered why? Because there's so many sicknesses. So many different kinds of diseases. So to one, it's still to one, is given the gifts. To another, the gifts of healing. Think on that now. To one is a gift of prophecy. To another is a gift of tongues. To another, right on down. Then to this one, to another, the gifts of healing. Over different sicknesses, over different diseases. Given to you. And every one of them, I believe, is right here in this tabernacle tonight. Every last one. But you're not even using that. Instead of going into the unknown, you won't even use the known. You know good and well, you felt like standing up different times in church. You felt something moving on you to stand up and testify, which means to prophesy, really. But you didn't do it. My God, they're preaching. You know as well as I know, Sister Grant, you've had it happen to you. I have me. I've been in places when I felt something move on me. Stand! But I didn't. Bless them, God. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. And kind of shake a little bit. And you know as well as I know that anointing to prophesy or to speak was moving on you to stand. Just stand. How many know what I'm talking about? But you didn't. You've seen somebody. You've seen people along the way. In the home or on the job, and something told you to speak to him. But how you doing, Bill? Oh, well, how you feel? Oh, well, okay. Only to find out later that God was moving on you. Say amen. You won't even use what you've got. Why expect to go into the unknown? If you won't walk the trail that you already know of tongues and interpretation and prophecy and divine healing, how do you ever expect to walk where there is no sickness? Wish to God somebody hear that. There's a place in God that's beyond sickness. There's a place in God that's beyond tongues. There's a place in God that's beyond prophecy. When you get that place in God, you won't need prophecy. When you find that unknown, you won't need tongues. When you find that unknown, you won't need a spirit of healing. The folk will be healed all around you. God, what a revival coming. If you love Jesus, raise your hands and praise God. Sister Grant or Sister Jones, pray. Somebody's got to preach this. Somebody has, and I do it abruptly so you won't forget it. I purposely do it so you can't forget it. Hallelujah. I wish to God I could shake you. Wish to God I could shake you. Let him weep. I wish there's some way that I could get hold of all of you and shake you. Son, I wish I could get hold of you. Great God, and shake you, big old long lanky giant. Wish somehow or other I could wake you up. Oh God, you may laugh at me. But I'm not laughing. Need a gale? I wish to God I could shake that anointing in you. Not just you, but that thing in you. There's a power in you. There's a power in you. There's a power in you. I dare to raise your hand and say, there's a power in me. Put it into operation. Put it into operation. Put that thing in you into operation for God and humanity. Hope to God everybody here would weep and howl. That's what the boy's doing. Bible said weep and howl between the porch and the altar. You hear him? You say he's hollering. That's howling. Come alive, church of God. My God, what a revival we had in the 50s. I was there. Make an altar call and have twice as many people any night. Never had less than 150, 200 people in the altar any night. Don Warren, get up and tell them it's the truth. Because some of us were bold. W.V. Grant was a bold man. Jack Cole was bold. Great God. Oral Roberts was bold. Bold. H. Alonzo Allen was bold. William Branham was bold. Don't God have some bold people here tonight? I dare you to jump to your feet and say there's something in me making me bold. Gotta do it. I've got to do it. I've got to do it. I've got to let this anointing come forth. Oh, little children, think it not strange that I send my servant by. Yea, be not against him because he speaks the words that I give to him, that you may be shaken from lethargy and from your sleep. Because, little ones, you're giants, but you haven't gotten awake yet. But even after this revival is over, there'll be some of you that'll never be the same. You're going to rise into an anointing that you haven't been in before, because you have not chosen me, saith the Lord, but I have chosen you. Raise your hands and praise. Come on, little children, come to these altars tonight. I could walk amongst you with a word of knowledge, but get those hands up. It won't hurt you. Remain standing when you get down here. Come on to these altars, please. Reach into the unknown. You might be that one. You might be that one that God, whom God has chosen to reach into the unknown. Oh, brother, I've seen the depth of your spirit. Yes, sir. I know the weeping of your heart. Oh, God. Come on, children. Come on. Pray like you've never prayed before.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, as your spirit comes into this place tonight, Lord, I feel that fire stirring in my heart, God, that longing to awake in your likeness, Lord. God, we shall never be satisfied until we awake under that high call of God which is in you. Oh, Lord, you stirred something deep in our souls tonight, and our spirit begins to cry unto you. Lord, I'm not satisfied with the temporary. We're not satisfied with the natural. We're not satisfied with a form and a fashion and a pattern or even that has been. But God, let us launch on out into that place that no man has ever walked, that no being has ever been before. Let us find that holy calling, God. Oh, Lord, as you stir these people this night and that anointing begins to bubble over in their souls as it comes forth as a cry unto you, Lord. God, touch your people, all your ministers this night, your Holy Ghost filled. Let them begin to weep. Let their hearts begin to cry. Let us rend our hearts and not our garments. God, let us call upon you until you hear from heaven and heal our wicked land. Oh, Lord, we praise you tonight because, God, this night you're stirring the gift that you place within. You're stirring the life that comes only from above. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we magnify you. God, I praise you tonight because the fire is rising up within us that will drive back all of the power of the enemy. Oh, Lord, I praise you this night in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I will not be satisfied, Lord, until I awake in the likeness of you that has called us. I will not be satisfied, Lord, until I can begin to walk and the people begin to walk in the power and demonstration of the Spirit that you've ordained for us to walk in, Lord. God, you saved even at the wedding, at the marriage, you saved the best wine to last. Lord, I believe there's a move of the Spirit that no man has ever tasted. There's an anointing that no man has ever walked in before. There's a holy place that no people have ever reached. Oh God, our hearts are crying unto you tonight, Lord. Open unto us, oh God. You said knock and it shall be opened unto you. We are not satisfied with this carnal. We are not satisfied with all that we've seen and even the beautiful buildings and the beautiful things that we've got all around that you've blessed us with. We're still not satisfied. We can never be satisfied, Lord, with that which is temporal, with that which is just temporary. But God, we want to get into that eternal. We want to find out, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. We'll not be satisfied until we know you, until we completely know you, Lord, until we see you face to face, oh God. Let us begin to walk into that higher realm. Oh God, you told John, you called and said, come up a little higher. Oh Lord, tonight I believe you're calling people that come out of the natural realm and come up a little higher into that spiritual realm, into that holy place. Oh Lord, we magnify you tonight because you have called us. You have ordained us. Oh Lord, you have chosen us to be able to stand in this hour. God, to be a light as never before. Oh Lord, the glory of this latter house, it shall be greater than that of the former. God, we praise you tonight. God, because you chose us, because you've called us, and because you put that hunger deep within our hearts tonight. Oh Lord Jesus, we praise you because you sent us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you've chosen us in this hour to stand in the face of all adversity, in the face of all of the enemy, to stand, and not only to stand, but to overcome all of the power of the enemy. Oh Lord, we magnify you tonight. Lift up your hands unto the Lord. Lift up your hands to him and worship him. Go on into the Spirit. Go on into that anointing. Reach on out and say, God, what do you have for me? Where can I go that no man's ever been before? Reach out to him. For tonight before you is an open door that no man can close. Behind you is a shut door that no man can open. Be brave and be bold and step out where no man has ever walked before. In the name of Jesus.
Call on his name. Touching Jesus is all that really matters. In your life will never be the same. Well, there's only one way to touch Jesus. You must believe when you call on Jesus' name. One more time. Touching Jesus is all that matters. Then your life will never be the same. Well, there's only one way to touch Jesus. Touch Jesus. You've got to believe when you call on his name. You may arise and go back to your chairs if you desire. God bless you as you go. All you can do is present yourself. You did it. Let God do the rest. That's all God asks of you, is to present yourself ever since time began. You were part of God's great plan. He made a wish somehow. He'll not forsake you now. Tenderly he's watching, watching over you. Every moment, every hour of every day. Every since time began, you were a part of God's great plan. He made a way somehow. He'll not forsake you now. Though tenderly he's watching, watching over you. Every moment, every hour of every day. One more time, Don. Every since time began, you were a part of his great plan. God made a way somehow. He'll not forsake you now. Tenderly he's watching, thank you, watching over you. Every moment, every hour of every day. Got to preach, children. I got to preach what I believe. Got to. Got to preach what I know. Too many sunsets. God knows it, the truth. Lies behind those mountains. Too many rivers. These feet have gone through. Too many treasures waiting just in the morning right over yonder. Lord, there's too much to gain, to lose.